All right, Chase Sexton with a triumphant return here at Redbud after being banged up since round one. The results may not have been what you wanted, but the riding was fantastic. That second moto was awesome.
Yeah, to be honest, I was a little bit surprised. I didn't really know where I was going to be coming back because I feel like the guys have been going a pretty good clip, especially Southwick. So I knew I was going to have my hands full. And practice, I was really kind of put me in my spot. I was pretty far back. I was eighth in qualifying, which is not good. And in the first moto,
were you mad?
No, I wasn't. I was more like, yeah, it's where we are. I mean, we're just slow. So, and then the first moto I rode for the first couple laps, I probably should have been in the combine yesterday for how I was riding. I got passed by a lot of guys, and I got into my flow finally and kind of like found my footing back. And then second moto, terrible start. And I rode well. I felt like I didn't ride that good. I was just struggling with some stuff as far as like just bike setup. When I come back, like you don't really know where you're at bike setup wise. So struggled with that a little bit. And I honestly didn't ride that good, to be honest, like even just me. But my speed was okay. So I feel like I should just go up from here. I'm not trying to go the other way. So, but honestly, it's just fun being back racing. I really enjoyed today. I enjoyed actually. I mean, it sounds weird, but I enjoy it actually struggling because it's kind of like a restart for me and try and build back for SMX. That's kind of my main goal. I just want to get to a good spot and be fighting for wins towards the end of outdoors and hopefully sooner than that. But just, try to build back what I had in Supercross. And, we're happy. Got one down. The first one, I just was like, I feel like I was like a chicken with my head cut off. I didn't know what to do. I lost my I ran out of tear-offs. Cause I was an idiot and pulled like all my stack off. So I ran out of tear offs like 4 or 5 laps in. So at that point I was like, wow, yeah, we're kind of screwed. But then I slowly made my way up and just had to kind of get back in the flow of stuff. I mean, it's weird because I haven't been off that long, but I feel like I haven't raced in a long time. So I don't know. It felt super weird. Like I felt really foreign today. Like coming back to the race, I felt like, even yesterday at press day, I felt like out of place. So, I don't know, but we're back.
Okay, so we never really got a real answer about what was going on. Was it a bit of needing like some time off for a mental break?
I mean, honestly, I love racing and I love riding my dirt bike. It was more, I had some health issues even prior to Supercross that just kept getting worse and I wasn't able to get them fixed riding and racing every weekend. And once I crashed and I was out of the championship, it was a no-brainer. Like, I'm just going to take the time off now, fix myself, and then come back and try and perform for SMX. And you don't really have that much time after the season's over to really recoup. Like, your body's at a point at the end of the season where there's no really – it's hard to recover because your body's so destroyed. So I really needed to take the time to kind of fix myself. And it was nice to have a mental reset, but I didn't – something I wanted to take time off.
You didn't go to the beach?
I mean, I did, yeah. But I didn't, like, I was pretty, like, I took 2 weeks off just of no riding and no training. Just for I needed to, like, get my body started back in the right direction. And that helped me a lot. So, but as soon as I got back on my bike, I'm like, yeah, I missed it. I miss riding. So, it's nice being back at the races. And it feels like I'm kind of back to normal now. I was kind of out of sorts just obviously being back, but also before that, like I feel like not racing and I'm riding is kind of weird. So,
all right, you mentioned SMX points being important, but with the caliber of rider you are, I have to imagine beating the guy that is the guy right now is a goal too.
Yeah, I mean, I think I still have a ways to go if I really want to contend with Jet. I feel like in Supercross I was there, and then I went and the other way in outdoors, I was like super, like just with the stuff I was dealing with, I wasn't all there. And then also we were way off on the bike setup. And then I ended up going down and was out. So now I'm kind of restarting, but it's kind of allowed me to kind of watch the races and really dissect like the things that he does good. And so I've been working on that and just trying to become better. I mean, I think right now I'm obviously starting over, but I feel like I'm going in a good direction as far as like physically, mentally, the riding stuff will come. So But the goal is, yeah, I want to fight for wins in the outdoors. And then my even going into the season, I want to win the SMX because I haven't even finished the second moto at the last race since the thing started. So I'd really like to win. I'm not going to come in with the red plate this year. So maybe that'll change. Maybe that was the curse.
With all the rumors about 2026, does that make it difficult to focus on the job at hand?
No, I mean, yeah, rumors are rumors, but to me, I just like to race and ride. And I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just want to go out there and race and try and work with the team. And they've... even when I took the time off, they came down and tested, and they've been really cool. So we're trying to get better, and for me, I'm just trying to go out there and win races.